In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my dear brothers and sisters in ministry, have you ever had the opportunity to meet someone who does not know Jesus Christ and to share with them God's love in Christ? Have you ever had the opportunity to meet with a group of God's people and to teach His Word that through the power of the Spirit they grow in their faith in the Lord Jesus and in an expression of His love through their lives? Have you ever had the opportunity to meet with someone who doesn't speak your language and you don't speak theirs, and you feel the compulsion to tell them about Jesus Christ, and you feel so uneasy and so inadequate because not only your language but your culture and your dress and everything is so different, but yet through it all you want to tell them about what God has done for you? Have you ever had the opportunity to sit with a group of ladies and decide what type of chrismans should be made for this year's Christmas tree in church? Have you ever sat with a group of men and decide whether this evening you should play dartball or cards? That's ministry. This morning we can't deal with all of those segments of individual items of ministry. But I want to tell you, no matter how important or how insignificant they seem, being a called servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, working with His people, given the Great Commission, it is the most exciting dimension of life that humanity can experience. And God has called you to that ministry, to fulfill His mission task. And to help us focus on that briefly this morning, I would like to share with you again the words that God writes through St. Paul to the church in Corinth in this second letter, the 5th chapter, the 18th and 19th verses, these words. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Ministry begins with God. Again, Paul is saying that through these words. It was God in Christ reconciling the world. It all begins with God. It's all theocentric. For God is the initiator. He's the creator. He's the justifier. He's the sanctifier. He's all of it. It begins with Him. And it's out of His heart of love for the whole world that it all begins. It's out of His concern for the fall of man that He reaches out to man who has sinned and rebelled and says, but I love you and I want you. I want you to be mine forever. That it all begins with God. And the action by God doesn't focus in you and me. It focuses in Christ. God was in Christ reconciling the world. Have you heard that so often that it becomes a little trite in your life? Have you met any people who've just become Christians and very recently, and they share with you the dynamic excitement in their life that God was in Christ reconciling them? And you say, oh yeah, I remember, that's the way I felt sometime along the way too. It's hard to keep that feeling every day. That's why daily the Spirit needs to lead us through the Word and build us up again in that faith that confesses, yes, it was God in Christ who did this for me, a poor, miserable, condemned sinner. It was God in Christ who pays the price. God's only Son, who willingly, obediently to the Father, is sent on a mission to give his life on Calvary's cross, that in his blood we can be forgiven, freed, sons, heirs. God was in Christ doing that not just for you and me. God was in Christ reconciling the whole world. All 4.7 billion of them today. All the people who've lived, all the people who will live, God was in Christ trying to make friends out of all of these people who were born his enemies in sin and doomed to everlasting death. And so Jesus goes to Calvary and lays down his life and dies. And God raises him up again to proclaim the victory of his Son over sin and death and hell. Proclaim the victory that is ours in him, that we're reconciled. And that by believing in him as our only Lord and Savior, it's all ours, and the Spirit gives us that faith to accept and to trust. And he's ours. And we are his. And it's no longer I who live, but it's this Christ, God's Son, who lives in me. And it's the fragile people like you and me that this God of love, which embraces all humanity and wants all men to be saved, he entrusts to you and to me, St. Paul says, that ministry of reconciliation. It was God's plan to use people like you and me, his children, to bring reconciliation and to proclaim it and to announce it and to confess it to the whole world, that they might come to know that God was in Christ reconciling them and wants them and loves them and most of the world doesn't know it, and they're not celebrating it today, and they're not looking forward to spending eternity with God. They're living in sin. They're living in the guilt of that sin. They're living in the fear of this God's wrath instead of knowing of his overwhelming love. And for some reason, that God entrusted that ministry to you and to me and all his people, so that we have the privilege of sitting with people, of talking to them on a street corner about God's activity in Christ reconciling them, so that we have the opportunity of meeting people, families, who've lost their home and all their possessions and don't know where their meal is coming from this day, to share with them bread for the body and bread of life for the soul. It is to us who've been entrusted with this ministry that God entrusts all of these exciting adventures of doing his work in the world, of proclaiming reconciliation in Christ Jesus. That's our ministry, given to us by God, called to it by God himself. And how do we carry it out? St. Paul says, and he has given to us the word of reconciliation. Do you people know what an opportunity you have today? I hope you're not like I am. That 20 years after you graduate from the seminary, that you're looking back saying, oh, I wish I'd really used those opportunities better when I was there? Oh, I wish I'd listened more attentively to my professors, leading me to understand God's love in Christ, in Romans and Galatians and the Scriptures. Oh, Raj, why were you so foolish back then? Part of it was because Raj didn't really understand the tremendous ministry to which God was calling him and the opportunities that God would give to him and how inadequate he would feel later on as God's ambassador to bring that good news to people who didn't know it. And Raj was thinking, oh Lord, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you get me ready? And God gave me the opportunity as he's given it to you. And he gives it to me every day. As he blesses me with the Scripture and the power of his Holy Spirit to work upon my heart and my faith and my life and my commitment to ministry. As he builds me up in my faith in Jesus Christ to be that ambassador that he sent me out to be. And he's doing that for you too. I sometimes wonder why God took the great risk of entrusting that word to us. Because I'm sure there are times I don't communicate it properly. I'm sure at times I use words that people don't understand. I'm sure there are times when I confuse law and gospel, and maybe some of you are out there listening now. Is he? But God has entrusted it to me and to you. And he sent us with a task to proclaim reconciliation to people. And through the power of his Spirit, not through Raj, but through the power of his Spirit, he uses me as an instrument with a means of grace to bring people to the cross, to know and to understand and to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior and join me as his son and heir. Both now and forever. That's our ministry. And God has honored us with that ministry. And God has called us and equipped us and sent us into that ministry. And a final word. And God, who started it all, who initiated it all, who was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, giving us that ministry of reconciliation, committing unto us that word of reconciliation, is the one who blesses it all. So that his word will not return void, but will accomplish that for which it was sent, unproclaimed and preached. And he will add unto his kingdom those that are his. And we will be blessed in our ministries, not because of us, but because God was in Christ and in you and me in doing his work of love. May you experience his love personally and in your ministry all the days which God gives you in this world. Amen.